we know that voters prefer to go where their income is most protected, most welcome.
Hi, I'm Matt Welch for Reason TV. I'm at Freedom Fest in Las Vegas, and I am with Travis Brown, author of How Money Walks. It's a study of where money flows go within the United States. Tell us a little bit about the whole thing.
Well, we're talking about how taxpayers have voted with their feet since 1992, or in the book, we started a long time series of the Internal Revenue Service numbers, the taxpayer data file that shows where taxpayers have moved between and among the states. Over $2 trillion, 43 million Americans. Generally, the trend is, what it tells us from the past performance, is that taxpayers are fleeing high tax states and flocking to low tax states.
What are examples of the high tax states that they're leaving and the low tax states that they're getting to?
Well, we're right here in Las Vegas, Clark County, Nevada, for Freedom Fest, and that means it's a great time to talk about all the California wealth, billions of dollars leaving California as they raise marginal income taxes in favor of coming to Nevada. Nevada is one of nine states with a zero income tax, no personal income tax, like Washington, like South Dakota, like Texas. Of course, a lot of California wealth has moved back to places like Austin, Texas. We see in the analysis overall, the nine states without a personal income tax gaining over $150 billion net of all transfers, where the reverse of that is true. California, New York, and Illinois, high tax states on income, are losing over $100 billion.
How much of the kind of motivation can you detect in these numbers? I mean, are you just assuming this is why people are moving, or is this one of, 25 factors?
We're talking about the actual past performance as voters have moved their 1040 tax returns. What we generally see are major shifts, substantial differences in how a state economy is working. The beautiful thing about the Founding Fathers is they gave us 50 different laboratories to apply different policies to see what has worked and what has not. We know from other archives and other history that 11 states that once had no personal income tax that chose to adopt an income tax later have lost all their gross state product as a percent of the national GDP in 11 of 11 cases. So here's an example: by studying the past performance of actual taxpayer results across the entire sample, we know that voters prefer to go where their income is most protected, most welcome.
So which zero income tax state do you live in?
I wish I lived in a zero-income tax state.
Okay.
Part of my motivation was chasing this data to find out the facts. I'm from the home state of Missouri, where in Missouri we're pursuing tax cuts for the first time in about 100 years. And we hope to be more competitive. Many states around America's heartland are making major tax cuts. Kansas has done a layman's job of really lowering self-employment taxes to zero this year. Oklahoma's cut taxes. Indiana's cut taxes. Ohio has cut taxes. Wisconsin has cut taxes. North Carolina is trying to do the same. Many states and their governors are trying to make their state more competitive so that taxpayers can keep more in every paycheck.
All right. Thank you very much, Travis Brown. That's How Money Walks. For Reason TV, I am Matt Welch.